This is Ozarks at Large. A coalition organized by the mayors of Fayetteville and Fort Smith is planning to build a regional intermodal hub to increase the transportation of manufactured goods and commodities. The group is starting from the bottom up in the Navigation Channel on the Arkansas River. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently traveled to the River Valley, and she has this report.
We're standing on the shoreline of the Arkansas River in downtown Fort Smith by Garrison Bridge. On occasion, you'll see gar sliding up and out of the water and back into its murky depths. And on even rarer occasions, you'll see barges, huge barges, move through. But they're kind of limited on this waterway. But now, a new coalition is forming to improve barge traffic on the river to boost the local economy.
A more productive river channel would be central to a new regional intermodal transportation hub at Fort Smith and Van Buren, extending into northwest Arkansas and beyond. Pushing the project are the mayors of Fort Smith and Fayetteville, who last year announced the formation of an alliance to develop mutual economic interests. Here's Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders.
There is significant barge traffic up and down the Arkansas River. One of the things that we are working on is to get the Corps of Engineers to do some work to make the river certifiable to a 12-foot depth instead of the current 9-foot depth. The same barge, for basically the same cost, could carry about 40% more product.
The project is still early stage and will involve a lot of stakeholders. So far, the mayors have met with state and city officials, Arkansas legislators, and the Arkansas Land Commissioner, as well as members of the Arkansas delegation. Here's Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan.
I talked to Senator Pryor about it, and Senator Bozeman's aware of it, Congressman Womack's aware of it, and, you know, they're working to get, you know, some money for that project. It's about a $180 million project. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but this will touch every city that is along that Arkansas River, right on up and to where we hook it up by railroad. And you can also move your trucks on the barges, and they can be let out at Fort Smith, Van Buren, in that area, and they can make a short haul across. You can hook it up by rail, or you can have the trucks waiting when you bring the cargo ship in. For every large cargo ship that we move, barge that we move up that Arkansas River, is the equivalent of 80 large trucks. So you cut down on CO2 emissions.
CO2 emissions are 270% higher hauling freight overland by truck, according to one project study. Back in 2004, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which operates and improves transport waterways, was authorized to deepen the Arkansas River navigation channel to 12 feet. Under the Energy and Water Development Appropriations Act, estimated, as Mayor Jordan mentioned, to cost $185 million. Corps of Engineer navigation projects are paid for with a fuel tax collected from barge operators into a waterways trust fund, says Dennis Robinson, a senior economic researcher with UALR's Institute of Economic Advancement. And trust fund money would make up half the cost of this project. Problem is, the Corps' priorities are backlogged. But Dennis Robinson says this ambitious project could attract private funding.
In fact, there's been several examples where that was done. One in particular in the state of Washington to deepen the channel approximately the same number of feet, 3 feet, on the Columbia River. It was of a magnitude in terms of monetary funding about the same amount that would be necessary for the McCullen-Kerr Arkansas River system.
Institute of Economic Advancement Executive Director Jim Young says the dredging project needs to be taken into a much larger context.
That obviously is not only an asset when you start looking at the development of a new port at Van Buren, which when you tie in with the rail and the interstate highway system, that it's, you know, a multimodal hub and opportunity for job creation and expansion in northwest Arkansas. You're not only benefiting northwest Arkansas, but you're benefiting the whole state, and not only the whole state, but really the whole river corridor through parts of Oklahoma and all of Arkansas. So a lot of it has to do with the eventual opening of the Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal expansion project was initiated in 2006 and is scheduled for completion in 2015. It will double the capacity by allowing larger ships and more of them. On any given day, an estimated 100,000 oceanic barges plow through open seas, delivering as much as 90% of our global goods. It's not exactly a green industry, though, given the ships run on stuff called bunker fuel or thick, heavy fuel oil. But oceanic and inland waterway ships and barges move a lot more product compared to train and interstate. And the 445-mile-long McClellan Care Arkansas River Navigation System, established by an act of Congress in 1971, which extends from the Mississippi River northwest to Catoosa, Oklahoma, outside of Tulsa, carries barge traffic the equivalent to 58 million truck trips a year. UALR Economic Advancement Institute senior researcher Dennis Robinson says the Arkansas, the fourth longest river in the United States, is a historic transport waterway.
And it's approximately almost 1,500 miles long from there to where the river flows into the Mississippi River. About 445 miles are navigable and maintained for navigation from the Port of Catoosa downstream. About 309 or 10 miles of that 445 miles are in Arkansas. There are about 18 locks, 13 of which are in Arkansas. The river itself provides a number of different kinds of services other than transportation of commodities. It supplies water. I believe the water here we drink in Little Rock, it comes from the river. It supplies electricity through hydropower. It provides a cushion of safety because of flood control, and it's a wonderful source of recreation. So it's not just a river for transport, but it's a major function.
10.5 million tons of commodities worth more than $3 billion are hauled on the Arkansas River annually.
And that includes things like iron and steel, chemicals, petroleum, coke and coal, sand and gravel and rock, crops and forest products mainly. About 2 million tons each of those.
Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders says when completed, the effects of the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation 12-foot channelization project will attract new industry and be far-reaching.
Well, there's a current port in Van Buren, Five Rivers, and then the port of Fort Smith as well. The Five Rivers operates the port of Fort Smith for us, and there's a potential intermodal facility being looked at, in conjunction and partnership with the Corps of Engineers to establish a new intermodal port. But I-49 would serve all of us.
And Interstate 49, under construction for the past 30 years, once completed, will also be part of the transportation hub connecting Canada to the Gulf Coast. The last legs to be built are in Arkansas from Alma to Texarkana, including a new bridge across the Arkansas River. Will create, when done, a transcontinental interstate crossroads with western Arkansas in the epicenter. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.